Welcome back. It's Wednesday, which means the city paper is out around the city. And as always, we talk about what's inside of it. This week, we're joined by Joe Giordano, photo editor of the city paper. Joe, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Mark.
So you just have been over at the book thing, which many people use, and I understand burned down. I just saw the pictures that you've been posting. So tell us what's happening.
Well, yeah, it looks like the fire started in the rear of the building, and they got under control pretty quickly. It's about 90% water damage, 10% fire damage. But I spoke to Russell, the owner, and they're closed for the foreseeable future, and I think there's a few PayPals, GoFundMes floating around right now online, which are asking for donations to get the book thing going up and running again.
So how did you hear about it?
I live in Charles Village.
Okay.
And I just saw on Twitter, OMG fired the book thing. So I like, because it's been one of my nightmares. The book thing is in my top three favorite things of the city. Because it even makes my New York friends jealous, because New York doesn't have anything like it. So I love it. And as soon as I saw that, I mean, my heart just like, you know, it's like hearing a relative is, you know, had a heart attack.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went up there, and it was pretty bad. I toured it with Russell, and came back and wrote up a quick wrote up a blog about it, and put up what he plans to do and how expensive it is, and then put a photo gallery up of the damage so people can check it out.
Yeah, I was looking at that just a second ago. So, all right, we'll find out more about that as it goes on. We are in Charlesville. Just have that as normal. Some great book venues, and the book thing's been around a while, and it does really great work. So I hope they recover. So tell us about this issue. This is Eat.
Yes, this is our annual Eat issue, and it was one of my favorites to work on. Our former food and drink editor Anna Walsh and I and Athena Towery, the art director, worked extremely hard to put the Eat guide together. It's our annual restaurant guide. The photos came out. I was really pleased with the brightness of the photos. I got tired of every year, you know, some beardy waiter holding up a burger photo. I'm done with that. I don't want to see that anymore. You know, no offense to beardy waiters, because a lot of them are my friends. You guys are done. So it was a huge endeavor. Got to give a shout out to my intern, Amanda Bo Rosen, who organized all of the chefs in the restaurants came to the City Paper studios with the food, prepared the food on site, and we shot it in studio. It was a huge, almost 3-month endeavor to get this thing going. So pretty proud of the restaurant guide this year. On a more somber note, in the paper, we do have a report on Aaron Winston, who had his arm broken in three places.
Yeah, talk about what you know about
police
that.
Police altercation. We don't know much. I know the police department is looking for video. The Club Mosaic magically doesn't have any video,
which is where it occurred.
I'm not going to editorialize about that on the air.
Okay.
But the police department can't find or doesn't have any video of the altercation. Apparently, he knew one of the officers that were escorting a friend of his out of Mosaic Nightclub maybe two Sundays ago. And as he approached the officer to ask a question, he put his hand out, and another officer reportedly grabbed him by the throat, threw him to the ground. Broke his clavicle and broke his arm in three places, and then charged him 4 days later with seven counts. So it's an ongoing story. It's a very important story that I think people should be keeping an eye on.
Good. I'm glad you raised that, because we've been talking about that in the air. We didn't have any facts either. I've been wanting to know more about this.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Right. So then, you know, the rest of the issue, Ed Erickson takes us on a really good hunt for the Pepperdew pepper. Is an interesting little pepper, not too hot, not too mild, you know, kind of like a Marco Rubio of peppers, you know, kind of like middle of the road, you know, nothing really there. So we have a great review by one of our arts editors, Rebecca Kirkman, about the new show at Gallery Mertis right now. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. About the paradox of food, and it's fantastic. And our other arts editor, Mara Callahan, this great piece on Pure Chocolate by Gingy, which is out in Belvedere Square, which if you guys haven't had this chocolate, you need to, because you need it in your life pretty quickly. And this is all part of the Eats issue. And then we did a piece on the farms, the CSAs.
Yes.
Cool.
The vacant lots and the farms.
Yeah. Which is so, I think this is one of our best Eats issues in a long time.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Oh, and I gotta put out there our contact sheet gallery. Features the work of Emma Novoshinsky. She's the executive chef out at home. Oh, just drawing a quick blank. Let me open it up here. Yeah, she's the executive chef and master gardener and director of the Garden Tuck Shop program, which provides natural school lunches for the New Century Montessori School in Fells Point.
Uh-huh.
And she does these. She makes a lunch. She takes an Instagram photo of it. And we made a gallery of her work. So
oh, cool.
It's in the paper, which is really good.
So it looks like a great issue, Joe. I'm glad you're joining us. It's great to hear your voice.
Anytime, Mark. I mean, you know, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here.
I don't mind doing this.
I'm glad you're doing it. Joe Giordano is photo editor of the City Paper, and he was one of the men during the uprising, was out there day and night taking those incredible photos and being involved. And I think he's one of our fearless journalists in town who I respect a great deal. Good to have him with us here. This issue, City Paper, you can pick it up anywhere around town. As I like to say, my tutors don't like me to say, you can pop it out of the box. It's everywhere. Joe Giordano, photo editor for the City Paper, thanks so much for being
Thank
part
you
of the
very
show.
Much, Mark.
Good to talk to you, man.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you can. It looks like a good issue. And we'll continue these conversations. You know, we have our mayoral debate here next week at WEAA and Morgan State University. Ask, listen, vote, solutions and strategies for the future. You can go to Baltimore Mayoral Debate. eventbrite.com for more information or weaa.org for more info. It's this Thursday, March the 10th, next Thursday, March the 10th, 7 to 9:30 p.m. at the Murphy Fine Arts Center. Ask, listen, vote, solutions and strategies for the future. Do reserve your seat. It's getting to be a lot of folks are signing up for it, and it's going to be one of the most important events of this electoral season. And thank you all for being part of the show today. It's been a really interesting conversation. It's all 2 hours. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineers, Andre Melton. Our interns are Sienna Greaves, Morgan Barber, Manifa Wilson, and Calvin Perry. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. To podcast The Mark Steiner Show, share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org, or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for the home of the 2016 mayoral debate, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.